It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Doug Lascelles. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Doug Lascelles.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Doug Lascelles. Week 8 of the high school football season was highlighted by two All-Central Catholic League battles. In our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night, Hartley won its seventh straight, knocking off DeSales 23-21. Also last week, Waterson topped St. Charles 31-7. Reedy beat London 27-23, coming back from a 20-7 fourth quarter deficit. Newark Catholic lost to Licking Valley 48-27. And Fisher Catholic won its third straight, beating Fairfield Christian 64-14. Now we're on to week 9, and 6 of the area teams are in action this evening. In our CCL Game of the Week tonight, Waterson heads to Dublin Jerome. Randy Reinhardt and the coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Also tonight, DeSales hosts Winton Woods. Hartley is on the road at North Canton Hoover. Reedy visits Whitehall. St. Charles travels to Cincinnati to face LaSalle, and Newark Catholic welcomes Heath to Whitefield. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic hosts Harvest Prep. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst Larry Wolf about last week's DeSales-Hartley game and break down tonight's Waterson-Dublin-Jerome showdown. Then it's Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks running back and linebacker Ben Dankow. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Ganem Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganem Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganem Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanemMedical.com, mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganem Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Randy Reinhardt and our coach Larry Wolf brought you all the action from Hartley's 23-21 win over DeSales in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. Larry joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, this one came right down to the wire. The Hawks recovering an onside kick with 23 seconds left to seal the win. How fun was it for you to call this game?
Oh, that was a tremendously exciting game. I mean, you have two premier football programs in DeSales and Hartley going head-to-head at each other. We thought it would come down to the very end, and it did. And, until they recovered the onside kick with 23 seconds left, you still thought if DeSales gets this kick somehow, they're going to run it down there and try to kick a field goal to win it by one. I mean, it was a great game to do, and it was exciting to be in the booth and watch it. Both teams just left it all out there.
Larry, if DeSales can somehow make it into the Region 11 playoffs, how great would it be to see these two match up again?
Oh, well, if you're DeSales, that would be Christmas coming early. And the only reason I say that is not because I think they would beat Hartley. It's because they want to beat Hartley. Hartley probably would not like that very much. I mean, that was a nip-and-tuck kind of game. And to be quite honest, of the two teams, Hartley was more disciplined. They had four penalties. DeSales, I think, had 12 or 13 penalties and some silly penalties, penalties they just didn't need to have. And then it came down to the end of the game, and, of course, they had some strange penalties. But be that as it may, the point is that DeSales would love to have another shot because two things will be true then. They know they made the playoffs, and they get a chance to avenge one of their just the worst losses they've had all year. So that would be a Christmas present coming early for DeSales.
Speaking with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, who, along with Randy Reinhardt, are in Dublin tonight for Waterson's matchup against Jerome. That's this week's CCL Game of the Week, immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Larry, the last time you saw the Eagles was in Week 2 when they lost to Orange. That was the first of a six-game losing streak, but the Eagles snapped out of that streak in a big way last week, beating St. Charles 31-7. How big was that win for the Waterson players?
Listen, when you've only got one win and you get another win, it's huge. Your practice is so much more fun this week. You know, you're not going through the doldrums. You're not miserable. You're not waiting to win again. You're not wondering if you're ever going to win again. That's a huge monkey off your back. I mean, it's getting to become a gorilla on your back. You know, it was so big. And so now they get a win, and, of course, now they have to play, what, Jerome this week and then DeSales next week. That's a lot of fun. But for Waterson, they have to at least feel good that they notched another one in their belt last week, because these last two games are going to be tough for them.
You mentioned the tough game with Jerome tonight. Waterson is as healthy as they've been all year, though, heading into Week 9. They've been banged up all season long. Is that enough, though, for them to hang tonight?
Well, they'll hang because this is a little different Waterson group. I mean, they're playing much better football this year than they played last year. You know, the results may or may not be there, but they're playing much better football. They're playing harder, longer. They're executing some things. They're getting some offense this year, whereas last year they couldn't quite get any offense. And so they're playing better football. As to whether it's enough to beat Jerome and whether it's enough to beat DeSales next week, you know, I don't know about all that, but they're playing better. They have to feel better about the way they're playing. I just wish they'd get a payday.
All righty, Larry. We look forward to hearing you and Randy on the call at 6:45.
Okay, we'll see you on down the road.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt bring you the CCL Game of the Week immediately following the preview show as Waterson heads to Dublin Jerome. And after the game, keep it right here on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by this week's sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Our own Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor, Lee Cochran, bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio, and they'll talk with the coaches and players from key games. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Bishop Hartley has won seven straight following last week's thrilling 23-21 win over CCL rival DeSales. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the preview show. And coach, the Stallions score with 25 seconds left to cut your lead to 2 points. Then you recover the onside kick to seal the victory. How was it on the sidelines during those final moments?
It was certainly euphoric. You know, that some games are bigger than others. I mean, you're fooling yourself if you don't say that. And we kind of can point to that game all year and say that's the game that's going to decide the Central Catholic League champion, and you know, the playoff stakes that are so richly earned with that victory. I mean, it's a huge weight off your shoulders, sense of relief, sense of accomplishment, all wrapped into one.
Coach, you just talked about both of them. The win probably secures that playoff spot for you guys, and it definitely puts you in the driver's seat for the CCL title. And I know each year those are two huge goals for you guys, aren't they?
What else is there on the field? I mean, you want to be the best team in your league, which, you know, we've obviously clinched at least a share of that. And you want to, you want to have a chance to be the best team in Ohio. And we're going to at least have a chance at that at this point. So, I mean, that's what the kids, you know, in a program like ours, or a program like any of the CCL schools, you know, that's why they strap on the pads and put on the logo.
Joined by Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield as Hawks with their longest road trip of the season tonight when they head to North Canton Hoover. Coach, does it present any challenges for your players, a long road trip like this?
I don't think so. You know, our kids are mature, and it's week 9 of the season, so there's there's a routine that's set in, whether you're home or away, and what you do and how you do it. But we'll see. I mean, we're used to taking a couple long road trips a year, and that's, you know, we'd probably set it up that we know we're going to take a couple. This just so happened that this was our only road trip. If you remember last year, holy smokes, we had a ton of them. But I think the kids are mature, and they're going to be focused on playing a great football game.
Coach, the Vikings are just 4-4 on the year, but they're averaging 36 points a game, and in every one of their wins, they've scored at least 41. How can you slow down that offense tonight and keep them off of the scoreboard?
I don't know. I hope we can match up with them in terms of, you know, when they're running the ball, they have a couple, really good blockers, have a tight end, a fullback type end. I hope we can kind of match them sort of. I know you and I are hockey fans, sort of like hockey lines are matched. I hope we can match those guys And when they bring receivers in and they got really good receivers, I hope we can match them with our coverage guys and like to keep them, at least match them up that way. You know, I don't know if we're good enough, and that'll be the exciting thing that we're going to find out if we're good enough.
Sometimes after a big emotional win like you guys got last week over DeSales, sometimes a team can experience a letdown. How do you avoid that, and what do you want to see from your team tonight?
You know, that's not been in our DNA. We've had a lot of big wins, and being playoff tested, you have a big win every week. You know, you have your biggest win of the year in the playoffs every week, and yet you have to reload and bounce back. And we talk about that quite a bit. I think the key is getting better, right? I mean, you've got to emphasize the journey and being resilient and continuing to get better. And those are the points of emphasis that we always have as a staff and as a program. And I think that leads you to, no matter how euphoric that victory is you have, you know, there's still work to do and you're still going. Listen, our goals, you know, gosh, beating DeSales is totally towards the top of the goals. But, you know, you'd rather have that state championship or compete for that state championship than beating DeSales. Every member of our program thinks that way.
All right, Coach, good luck with that next step along that path tonight against North Canton Hoover.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, a major contributor for the Hawks this season on both sides of the ball, is running back and linebacker Ben Dankow, who spoke with our Ryan Baker earlier this week.
Ben, a huge 23-21 win over CCL rival DeSales last week. I know that all these CCL games are special to you guys, but these games against DeSales have been classics, and just how fun was that to be a part of that game last Friday night?
You know, it was a giant battle, you know. I have a lot of friends on that team, so it was really personal for me. And I know a lot of the other guys, you know, coming from last year and the year before that, we had a bunch of close games, so it was really an awesome win and a great thing to be a part of.
And I'm sure, obviously, the playoff spot not totally locked up yet. It's not official, but that probably punched your guys' ticket to the playoffs. I'm sure that makes it feel extra special, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have a great tradition at Hartley, you know, having the Thanksgiving practices and stuff like that. You know, that's the things that our team looks forward to, so we just got to keep getting after it.
Last week, Elijah Carter really had a good game rushing the ball for about 150 yards. Late in the game, you guys gave it to Blackman to kind of pound the clock and salt it away. You've had a ton of rushing yards this year. How much better does that make your offense when the defense has no clue which one of you guys is getting the ball?
Well, you know, we have a lot of competition in practice, and I'm friends with both of those guys, and we just all work extremely hard, so... Yeah, I think that's a thing, too, for a lot of teams that they have to deal with, is having, like, three really good running backs that they have to deal with.
This week you guys move on. You take on a North Canton Hoover team. They're 4-4 on the year, but offensively they're putting up some crazy numbers. They haven't scored less than 20 points in a game and over 40 in all four of their wins. You play a lot on defense, linebacker, safety, kind of moving around. What are you guys going to have to do this Friday night to slow down that offense?
Well, from what we've been seeing recently, this team is really focused on like a pass and run evenly, which is something that we haven't seen a whole lot of this year, so we just have to be able to make that adjustment coming into this week.
Well, Ben, thanks a lot for this. We'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on Hoover.
Thank you so much.
Our thanks to Hartley senior running back and linebacker Ben Dankow and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks heading to North Canton Hoover tonight. Straight ahead on the preview show, we'll check in with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions linebacker Jack DeSantis. Then we talk with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. We'll be right back.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute. Offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. St. Francis DeSales lost a heartbreaker to Bishop Hartley 23-21 last week. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins is with us now on the show. And coach, as tough as I'm sure it is to lose a hard-fought game like that, how great is it for you and your players to be in games like that against the two-time defending state champion?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you play good people, you learn from that and you grow from that. You know, I think our team's going to hopefully be battle-tested. But, you know, it's a game we wanted to win and thought if we played well, we could win. Unfortunately, we didn't do enough. I mean, we did a lot of good things. They did a lot of good things. We did a few bad things, and they did a few bad things. But I think our bad probably outweighed theirs just by a play or two. And you know, it was a hard fought football game. So, but like you say, it's football. You know, we talk every week, and we always talk about turning the page, good or bad, and that's what we're going to do.
Coach, what do you tell your team after a game like that to help them turn the page?
Well, it was actually simple. Being this late in the year, you know, people want to talk about playoffs and opportunity. You know, we just like to have a shot at, well, you have your shot. You have your opportunity. It's week nine against Winton Woods, a team that's 7-1 and, you know, has as many, I believe, computer points as anybody, just about anybody in their division. So there's your opportunity. It's there for the taking. It'd be different if you're sitting back with counting on this or counting on that or hoping this happens, hoping that happens. We are in the playoffs, really. It's right now. You have to go 1-0.
Joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, as he mentioned, his Stallions with another huge game when they welcome Winton Woods to Alumni Stadium tonight. And you talk about needing that win. It's going to be against a tough opponent. Warriors, one of the best teams in the state in Division II, coming off their first loss of the season, 35-34 in overtime to Elder. Winton Woods has been a power option running team in the past, coach, but they're throwing the ball a lot more this season with quarterback Kenny Mayberry. How good is this team?
I think they're very good, and I don't see any glaring weaknesses at all. They're very fast. Their skilled players are good. They can stretch the field. Their running back is as good as anybody we've seen all year. This quarterback, who I believe was out a year ago, is, you know, the reason they're doing some of the things that they're doing. And so to have that option element and that power element certainly commands a certain presence in the box, you know, and stopping the run. But then they'll try to beat you over the top with these guys outside. They can really fly. Receivers, they've really done a great job in their vertical passing game. So they are certainly a handful. I mean, they can really score and have a ton of big play potential.
Coach, you talked about needing a win to get into the postseason tonight. Do you think that's made your team more focused heading into this one?
I think so. You know, again, it's when you talk about this late in the season, the chips are on the table, you know. All the chips are to the center of the table. And so if you can win, you're in a position to be in the playoffs. And if you don't win, you're probably not going to be. In fact, you're definitely not going to be. So, you know, you're playing with your backup against the wall, and you give it everything you have. I think you'd like to think you do that every week, but now that things are coming more clear, now that the end of the season is here, the end is more near, and you have an opportunity to extend that, you know. And so, like I told our kids on Saturday, we've got 5 days of preparation and 2 hours of performance. That's where we're at right now. So, you know, we've had a good week coming off a physical game, hard-fought game. We're going to go and be aggressive and give it our best.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight against Winton Woods.
All right. Thanks, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. The Stallions defense got a boost in week six with the return of linebacker Jack DeSantis, who'd been out with a fracture in his shin bone. Our Ryan Baker caught up with Jack at practice this week.
Jack, a tough 23-21 loss to Hartley last week in our CCL game of the week here on AM 820. A game that was very exciting to listen to. It came right down to the wire till that last onside kick that they recovered. Obviously, the game didn't go your guys' way, but how fun was it to be a part of that game last Friday?
You know, being a senior, it's always fun to play in one of the CCL games. You know, the crowd is insane, home and away. Our student section performed really well. It's just really fun. The whole sideline was hyped, too, and all the seniors were excited to play.
You missed the first 5 games of the year with, I believe it was a shin injury, correct?
Yes, a stretch fracture.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the injury, how that happened, and then how tough that was missing the first half of the season watching these guys play.
So I'm really big in lacrosse, and I had a lot of lacrosse stuff in the summer, plus football liftings, 8 in the morning, 10. You know, just overuse. I was doing stuff every day. I never had a break, not even on Sundays. And I just overused it, and I thought it was shin splints at first. I kept icing it and kept working through, and I went to the doctor and got an MRI and found out it was a bad stress fracture. So it was tough to miss those first 5 games, and especially my last season of football in my life, so it was tough.
You guys move on this week, another tough opponent in Winton Woods. They're coming off of their first loss of the season last week to Elder, a 1-point game in overtime. Maybe this may be the best team you guys faced this year, and you guys have faced a lot of good teams. Possible playoff berth on the line here for you guys, too. I'm guessing you guys are pretty focused in practice this week.
Yes, sir, we are.
What are you guys going to have to do this Friday to play a tough Winton Woods team?
You know, it's all about positivity. I always try to tell that to everyone. I know the captains do, too. We're just trying to address that to the whole team and make sure that everyone's staying positive, everyone's excited for this game. I mean, we're on the line. It's either do or die right here. Coach Wiggins likes to express that this is the first week of the playoffs, because if we don't win, we're not in.
Well, Jack, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on Winton Woods and hopefully lock up that playoff berth.
Thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales senior linebacker Jack DeSantis for that. The Stallions hosting Winton Woods tonight. Fisher Catholic has won three straight after crushing Fairfield Christian 64-14 last week. Joining us now on the show is Irish head coach Doug Miller. And Doug, in your three-game winning streak, your offense has averaged 44 points a game. What improvements have you seen from that squad during that period?
Well, enormous improvements. You know, we've got, like I said, at the beginning of the season, we had 18 boys that never played in a high school football game or in a varsity football game that are right, they're absolutely starting to gel as a team. I mean, we're not even peaked. I don't think we've peaked yet. And good for us because we're playing one whale of an opponent on, we're playing one whale of an opponent this week.
Coach, after starting the year 0-3, you've won four of your last five to get to 500 on the season. A little two-part question here. How good is this for your program and how proud of you are your kids?
This is huge for our program. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how big this is for our program. Our kids have developed confidence. They're really starting to develop football skills and football IQ. And as far as me being proud of the kids, geez, oh, Pete, I don't think a coach could be any more proud of kids. Coach wants to see his kids get better every single day, every single week, and they're getting better every single week.
Absolutely. Speaking with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish with a tough test when they host Harvest Prep tomorrow. Warriors running back Daniel Bangura smashed the state rushing records last season with over 4,000 yards and 54 touchdowns, and he's on pace for those numbers again this season. Is he as good a player as you've ever seen, Coach?
He's one of the best football players I've seen. What makes him so good is the fact that he's so elusive. He's got tremendous breakaway speed and great vision inside the box. You know, I've seen a lot of great backs outside the box, but inside the box, he has tremendous vision. In fact, he reminds me of Stump Mitchell, who played for the Citadel. Same kind of running back. Stump went on, of course, to a great career in the NFL. I will say one thing. I think what makes him an exceptional back at this level is the fact that his offensive line is so good. They're an outstanding offensive line.
Coach, last week Harvest Prep beat Grove City Christian 46-8 without Bangura playing and their Wisconsin recruit Isaiah Mullins in the lineup. So you mentioned it there, though. The Warriors, they're more than just those two guys, aren't they?
They really are. They're a well-rounded football team. I mean, there's not one position that they're weak at. Not one. I mean, these guys can strike you from any place. In the air, around the end, up the middle. I mean, they've got replacement parts. As far as running backs, quarterbacks, and receivers, they can do just about anything.
All right, Coach. Good luck tomorrow against Harvest Prep.
Well, you know what? I appreciate it. We'll take all you can give us.
Okay. Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish hosting Harvest Prep tomorrow. Time for a break. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll talk with Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knight sophomore Matt Fry. Then it's Newark Catholic head man Bill Franks. Stay with us.
This is Bobby Dawes from Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better. During the Jeep Celebration event, save up to $9,000 on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee. Or celebrate Ram Power Days by taking up to $14,500 off a new 2017 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get a good faith workout this week. Be sure to listen to AM 820 on your morning commute. Bishop Reedy had a win for the ages last week, coming back from a 20-7 fourth quarter deficit to beat previously undefeated London 27-23. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now. And Brian, you've coached for a lot of years at some top-notch schools, Grove City, Canton McKinley, and others. Have you ever been more proud of a group of kids than you were of your team last week in the fourth quarter?
You know, that was probably one of the best victories we've ever had as a coaching staff, and I had. Being down 20-7 to a ball control football team like London, being able to come back and then just watch our kids continue to fight and not panic, and it was very exciting. And then when we scored to make it I think it was 22-20, and we onside kicked and got the onside kick. There was a special feeling that we were going to be able to put it in the end zone. But we put it in the end zone, and then we kicked off to them, and we were supposed to kick away from their stud returner who had 160-some yards rushing against us. And daggone, if we don't kick it right to them, and I'm up in the press box, I close my eyes. I was just waiting for the crowd to start roaring.
Coach, last week we talked about Raiders running back K.J. Price, and you mentioned he rushed for over 160 yards, but you kept him out of the end zone all night. You said last week that you just had to make sure you didn't give up the big play to him. Were you happy with the job you guys did containing him?
Very happy. You know, he's a good running back, and they've got a good offensive line, and he's got good running back blockers in front of him, so... You know, we felt he was going to get his yards, but if we just didn't allow him to break that 50 and 60 yard touchdown runs, that, you know, we could be right there in the fourth quarter. And that's exactly what our defense did. Our defensive coaches had a great game plan, and our kids executed it and gave us a chance in that fourth quarter to win the game.
Joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross, his 6-2 Silver Knights on the road at Whitehall tonight. The Rams 5-3 on the season. They've won three straight. What do you expect from them this evening, coach?
Well, I'll tell you, they've got speed everywhere on the football field, offensively, defensively, punt returning, kick returning. They're just fast, and that's the thing that, you know, scares us the most. We got to try to contain them somehow and once again, not give up the big play. If we give up the big play, it'll be a long night for us. So, you know, best thing we can do is keep the ball away from their offense, try to control the football, keep their offense off the field, and once again, do everything we can to eliminate those big plays and force them into driving the ball 10, 12 plays in order to score.
Coach, you talk about their explosive offense. They're led by their quarterback, Raymel Bird. He's thrown for almost 1,000 yards. He's rushed for over 1,000. He had 6 touchdowns in their 56-0 win over Bexley last week. How do you slow him down tonight?
Well, you know, what you have to do with him, you have to find a way to keep him in the pocket. So as our kids are rushing, they have to stay in their rush lanes, and everybody has to stay in their rush lanes. You get one guy out of their rush lane, and this kid will find that seam, and he'll be gone. And when he gets into the secondary, he has tremendous moves. He will be a hard guy to bring down. So we have to be very disciplined in our pass rush, and when we game, when we send blitzes and stuff, we have to be disciplined in our blitzing, and that'll be the only way we can contain that young man, because he's a good one.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Whitehall.
Thank you so much.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross, one of his Silver Knights who helped spark that comeback over London last week was sophomore fullback Matt Fry, who had 2 touchdowns in that game. Matt spoke with our Chris Higgins at practice this week.
Matt, 27-23, thrilling game against an undefeated London team. The team had to be on cloud 9 afterwards. Tell me about the atmosphere in that locker room.
It was just very, very emotional. No one really thought that we could ever win it going in, and then end up pulling something that no one ever expected. No one really counted us into the game in the very beginning, and then we just came out on top.
For you personally, normally playing outside linebacker, this week was your first week. They had you lined up at fullback. You come through 2 touchdowns, plus you recovered the onside kick and set up your winning score. Tell me how gratifying that was personally for you to get your opportunity there at fullback and come through.
No, honestly, I couldn't have done the 2 touchdowns. I couldn't have done anything if I didn't have great blocking by the line. Every single hole that I had was a mile wide, and I couldn't have done anything without the line. They did an amazing job in the second half.
Defensively, like I said, you guys had a big task of stopping K.J. Price, the London tailback. Held him under his season average. Stopped him from making quite a few huge plays. Tell me what the key was to slowing him down.
The key was just keeping him inside. We wanted to funnel him back into our linebackers and just play fundamental football, and we ended up doing that and coming out on top.
This week you guys are at Whitehall. They're 5-3. They're coming off a 56-0 win over Bexley. They dropped their first 2 games of the season, but they've come on here winning 5 out of the last 6. Their quarterback, dual threat guy, passes close to 1,000 yards, running for 1,000 yards. What's the key this week in slowing him down?
The key is to keep him in the pocket, make sure he can't make his scrambling plays that he's known for, and make sure that he can't run the ball. Hopefully have a linebacker to spy on him and just make sure we're sounding the defensive end.
All righty, well, good luck this week against Whitehall, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Reedy fullback and linebacker Matt Fry and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights heading to Whitehall tonight. Newark Catholic fell to 2-6 on the season with a 48-27 loss to undefeated Licking Valley last Friday. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the preview show. And coach, Panthers running back Connor McLaughlin, he rushed for 205 yards and 4 touchdowns. He and Licking Valley are the real deal, aren't they?
Well, they are. And, you know, as we watched the film, we matched them the last 3 quarters. We actually, outscored them by a touchdown. But unfortunately, if you slow the film down, we were in reactive mode for the complete first quarter, and they were the aggressor. They were firing off the ball first to the punch, and they just got out to an explosive lead on us, and we were unable to overcome it.
Coach, you talk about those last three quarters. Your charge was led by Hunter Chapman, your quarterback. He had a big game, throwing for 206 yards and four touchdowns of his own. How do you feel Hunter played last week?
Well, he's just progressing. You know, he's just in that junior year form right now. I mean, he's making great decisions and throwing under duress and throwing accurately and just showing strong leadership, and his receivers are just, you know, catching the ball out of the air wonderfully. So, you know, hopefully we can play a total four quarters. That's what it's going to take, and not three quarters. And they'll just need to put a whole game together and take on a real fast, well-coached Heath team.
Speaking with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, as Coach alluded, his Green Wave taking on Heath tonight. The Bulldogs started the season 0-4, Bill, but they've won four straight. What improvements have you seen from them?
Well, they're getting the ball to their players. They're blocking effectively. You know, they have about four kids that can run at a real high level, and you know, they're not doing methodical drives. They're a big play offense. Defensively, they run a 3-3 stack, which lines up with their speed, and you know, they play fun. They fly around. They play the game the right way and fly around, and should be a great matchup here at Whitefield.
Coach, last week you got a boost from the return of senior running back Cam Lewis. How important is it that you've gotten a couple of these guys that have been injured all season back, especially in time for senior night?
Well, it's age is a big thing. It's as they mature and the game slows down as they're older, and I don't think we have any very many 18-year-olds on the team, and it's great when Cam Lewis gets back in the lineup. He's just so calming and reassuring, you know, in the huddle, and it was great to see him back at it.
Okay, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you for the great service. Go Green and go Box.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave looking to get a win on senior night when they host Heath this evening. When we come back from this short break, we'll talk with St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals lineman Jake Waltermeyer. Then we'll visit with Waterson head man Brian Kennedy and Eagles running back Nick DePalma on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. St. Charles lost to CCL rival Bishop Waterson 31-7 last week. Cardinals head coach Bob Jacoby joins us now on the preview show. And Bob, the Eagles had been throwing the ball a lot this season, but last week they ran for more than 287 yards. This team's looking a lot more balanced.
You know, they beat us fair and square, and they really played a physical game against us. So I'm sure Coach Kennedy is really happy with how they performed over the past week.
Hey, Coach, with them throwing the ball so much this year, did that surprise you a little bit that they ran the ball as much as they did?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think what really surprised me is, they pretty much showed up mad and ready to play hard, and we did not. So, I think it comes from the competitiveness of the year before. And they just weren't going to be denied this year. And that's how you win football games, especially in high school, is your will to win. And they proved that they had that last week. And I think it'll really serve them well these last couple games of the year.
Joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby, you alluded to it, the Cardinals with a tough one tonight. You travel to face three-time Division II state champ LaSalle. The Lancers' offense seems to be different every year, Coach. The past couple of seasons, they ran the ball very well with a couple of very good running backs. This year, their quarterback, Griffin Merritt, has thrown for 1,300 yards and 8 TDs. So what do you expect from that offense tonight?
Well, I don't think they're going to be really tricky or anything like that. I think they're just going to go out and do what they've done all year long, which served them well, and that's what we're going to have to defend. And, you know, You don't win three state championships by trying to, you know, get real fancy. And, you know, they come from a very tough league. You know, when you have Moeller and St. X and Elder in your league, and you got to play against those guys, you know, they're going to be more than prepared for anything that we can put out there. So the one thing that we got to do is surprise them. I think we can play better than we played last week, and, you know, we need to come with that kind of an attitude.
Coach, being out of practice, you know, the kids seem to be still in an upbeat mood. You know, it's been a tough season, especially with some of the controversy stuff. What do you say to your team as you head towards the end of the season to keep their focus?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we want to be competitors, and we want to, you know, we want to keep on improving. You know, St. Charles talks a lot about excellence and stuff all the time and all the other phases of what they do there at school, and I think it, you know, serves us well in the football team because they come from a real tough environment scholastically. And so when you're asking them to, you know, kind of work their way through adversity, they're already used to that. So I think our guys are pretty upbeat and ready to go. They also like football a lot, and I think they're really looking forward to the last 2 weeks of the season.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against LaSalle.
Thanks very much, Doug.
St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. Our Chris Higgins sat down with Cardinals lineman Jake Waltermeyer at practice earlier this week.
Jake, this past week has dropped a 31-7 game to Watterson. Your offense seemed to be gaining momentum over the last 3 to 4 weeks. Tell me what went wrong in this game and how disappointing it was to come out with a performance like that.
Not sure that we really wanted the win as bad as we should have. We came out there and I know we didn't fight as hard as we've been fighting the last couple of weeks, and I just don't think we did as well as we should have.
Any particular problem on the offensive side of the ball where you guys couldn't get things rolling like you had been?
Not really that I can think of, just kids making stupid mistakes and killing drives with penalties.
Overall, how would you think like the team morale is? You know, you guys have had a struggle this season but have gained some momentum. I know you're a senior, so you kind of want to go out with some positive notes. What seems to be the attitude of the team right now going through this season?
We got a tough rest of the schedule, and we're trying to do the best we can to finish out the season strong, maybe get some upsets.
Speaking of a tough schedule, the next game doesn't get any tougher at Cincinnati. LaSalle, they're the three-time defending state champs in Division II. They're 6-2 this year, coming off a win, 17-9 against Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. You guys played them last year. It was a tough game for you guys. What have you seen this year and things that they do and the things that you might be able to succeed on?
We watched a lot of film against St. Xavier. They ran the same defense that we did, and we're hoping to do the same things that Xavier did to beat LaSalle.
Now they've got a quarterback, Griffin Merritt, who's putting up pretty big numbers, 1,256 yards through the first 8 games. Looks like it's going to be a game you guys are going to have to put some points on the board. Talk about what you can do offensively against their defense and the things that you've been doing that's been successful before this past week that you can do this week against them.
Things that we can do is make sure we play smart and don't get any penalties, hit your blocks quick and hit them hard, keep driving them, make them not want to get back up after you push them down.
All right, well, good luck this week against Cincinnati and LaSalle. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles lineman Jake Waltermeyer and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals travel to Cincinnati to take on LaSalle tonight. Bishop Watterson snapped the 6-game losing streak in a big way last week, clobbering St. Charles 31-7. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now. And, Coach, how good did it feel to your players to get back into that win column?
It felt great. They were pretty excited after the game. You know, it's a rivalry game for us, and so it's big. But then, you know, after coming off losing 6 straight, you know, winning's always more fun than losing.
Coach, your ground game finally had that breakout game you've been looking for, gaining 287 yards with Nick DePalma, your tailback, getting 184 of those. What was working for you guys on the ground last Friday?
Well, first of all, Nick's been banged up, and so he felt, you know, he felt really good all week in practice, had a really good week. And, you know, our O-line's been banged up, and so really this is – you know, the first week, last week was the really first week that we had a chance for all those guys to work together. I mean, you know, they got to be out there practicing together for it to kind of work as a unit. And so it's just kind of clicking here towards the end of the year for us.
Joined by Bishop Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy, his Eagles head to Dublin Jerome in our CCL Game of the Week tonight. You can hear it live right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show. And Coach, Jerome is 5-3 on the year, but their 3 losses have come to 3 of the best teams in the area in Pick North, Olentangy Orange, and Hilliard Bradley. How good are the Celtics?
They're really good. Well coached. They're big, physical team. You know, what I've noticed from them last few years, because we actually scrimmaged them preseason a couple years before this, is they're a team that gets better as the year goes on, and that's a credit to the kids, credit to the coaching staff.
Coach, you talked earlier about your offensive clicking. Last week you gained over 400 yards. How do you keep that momentum rolling this week?
I think, you know, what we did is look at what worked, you know, and feel, you know, do what the kids are comfortable with. You know, you're going to see a similar game plan with us this week in terms of how, you know, how we're going to run the ball, how, you know, passing game, you know, kind of the split that we're going to do.
All righty, Coach, good luck tonight against Jerome.
Thanks, fellas.
Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy. We talked with Coach about the breakout performance from his tailback Nick DePalma last week. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Nick earlier this week.
Nick, a big 31-7 win last week over CCL opponent St. Charles. Your offense really got going. We'll talk about that in a second. But first of all, just how good did it feel for you guys to snap that six-game losing streak and get that second win of the year?
It felt amazing, especially against Team St. Charles, one of our rivals. I mean, there's no better team to take it out on. So, I mean, it just felt great to finally pull out a win.
Offensively, we discussed 400 yards of offense from you guys, and even the defense chips in and gives you a touchdown. I think four different guys scored touchdowns for you. Do you think that was as good as you guys have played offensively all year?
As good, it was the best I've played offensively, but I still feel like our offense could be better than that. And we showed it a little bit our first game, Whitehall, but we haven't really showed it again until St. Charles. So it was definitely one of our best, if not second best, game of the year.
You talked about your game, 184 yards and that touchdown. You've been beat up a little bit this year with an ankle injury. You even missed the Walsh game, you said. You hurt yourself right in pregame warm-ups there. How good did that feel for you individually to have that breakout game you've been looking for?
I've been waiting for that game for so long. I've had it marked on the calendar because I know the past games before that, we had a tough defense, but I was hoping to make a few big plays. But the only thing I wish is I wish I could have broke a bigger run, because every time I broke a run, I'd get tackled at like the 5-yard line. But it felt amazing.
This week, you guys move on. Another tough opponent in Dublin Jerome, their Division I team, fighting for their playoff lives. We talked about you being banged up a little bit throughout the year. Coach says you guys are about as healthy as you've been all season right now. I know Jerome, their quarterback, got hurt last week in their game. How good does it feel for you guys to be getting healthier and stronger in Week 9 when a lot of teams are feeling the injury bug?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, to get Charlie and Perry back in the same week, and then now they're 2 weeks healthy, so they're really starting to get going again. And the rest of the team seems to be working just well, so I mean, it's awesome. Like, our defense is looking better than ever, and our offense, everything's good.
Well, Nick, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this week, though, when you guys take on Jerome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our thanks to Watterson running back Nick DePalma and our Ryan Baker. The Eagles battle Dublin Jerome in our CCO Game of the Week tonight, live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this final timeout.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford of Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now's the time to get into a 2017 Ford F-150 and save $13,033 off MSRP. Or get $5,000 off a new 2017 Ford Escape. Plus zero for 72 months, plus $1,000 off on a 2017 Ford Fusion. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
It's week 9 of the high school football season for the 7 area Catholic high school football teams. Tonight, Bishop Hartley is on the road at North Canton Hoover. DeSales hosts Winton Woods. St. Charles heads to Cincinnati to take on LaSalle. Reedy travels to Whitehall. Newark Catholic welcomes Heath to Whitefield. And in our CCO Game of the Week, Watterson travels to Dublin Jerome. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com just a few moments from now. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic hosts Harvest Prep. Don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk with the coaches from key games. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM820Scoreboard and visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.